This is a Fox News alert. Student loan relief. I'm Lisa Brady. President Biden announcing a long-awaited decision forgiving some student loan debt, but only for those earning less than $125,000. The plan is to wipe out $10,000 in debt for those without Pell Grants and $20,000 for those who attended college with Pell Grants. He's also extending a pandemic pause on loan payments one last time through the end of this year. The Republican National Committee calls it a bailout for the wealthy and a vote buy ahead of the midterms. Some progressive Democrats in Congress have also criticized it as not enough loan forgiveness. The president unveiling details in a tweet ahead of a formal announcement this afternoon. Both the U.S. and the U.K. announcing more aid to Ukraine on Ukraine's Independence Day, which also marks 6 months since Russian President Vladimir Putin launched a war.
He had fatally underestimated the grit and the will and, above all, the price that you were willing to pay to defend the country you love.
Outgoing British Prime Minister Boris Johnson making a surprise visit to Kyiv. President Biden announcing a nearly $3 billion assistance package, the largest to date. Ukraine's president just telling a UN Security Council meeting that Russia launched missiles at a railroad station in central Ukraine and that there are deaths and injuries.
Let's be clear. The international community will never recognize Russia's attempt to change Ukraine's borders by force.
The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Linda Thomas-Greenfield, also says Russia is risking nuclear disaster by seizing Europe's largest power plant in Ukraine. Nuclear power plant, that is. The U.S. military says an airstrike in Syria was in response to attacks by Iran-backed groups against U.S. forces in Syria earlier this month. Nine targets hit with eight manned fighter jets. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A new policy some call racist in a Minnesota school district could be headed to court.
A lawsuit's been filed over a new teacher retention policy at Minneapolis public schools. The policy states that when there are layoffs, that underrepresented teachers should be skipped over for someone who's not in the underrepresented category, despite seniority.
The Supreme Court made it really clear that you cannot use race alone as the measure of whether to fire someone for as an employee.
Lawyer James Dickey of the Upper Midwest Law Center. Critics call the provision racist and saying it wouldn't survive a legal challenge, though the Minneapolis Teachers Union says the provision is designed to help retain teachers of color within the district that's lacking diversity. The union stands by the policy.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Right now, the district is short about 300 teachers. A struggling fitness giant takes a spin on Amazon.
You can now buy Peloton's exercise equipment, strength training called the Guide, accessories, and apparel from Amazon. All Peloton products were previously only available right from the company. Peloton says customers can search for its products in Amazon stores to see if they're available in their area. The Peloton bike will be available with in-home delivery, and customers have the option to assemble the bikes themselves or select an add-on expert assembly option through Amazon. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Hall of Fame quarterback Len Dawson has died. Nicknamed Lenny the Cool as he helped the Kansas City Chiefs to their first Super Bowl title in 1970. Dawson was the game's MVP. He went on to a Hall of Fame broadcasting career. His family hasn't disclosed a cause of death, but Dawson had entered hospice care less than 2 weeks ago. Len Dawson was 87. Off to a slow start on Wall Street, but picking up steam now. The Dow's up 163 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.